Welcome to the LMD Podiatry Podcast. Trust us to get back on your feet. Here's your host, Dr. Lauren DeBakaroff.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the LMD Podiatry Podcast. I'm your co-host, Jeremy Wolf, joined by your host, Dr. Lauren DeBakaroff. Dr. Lauren, always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's your show. Come on. Get on out of here. So today we're going to talk a little bit about surgery. And I know that most podiatrists do some kind of surgeries, not all, but I know that's part of what you do is getting in there in the operating room and taking care of helping some people through surgical procedures. So what are some of the most common surgeries typically done by podiatrists?
So the most common podiatry surgeries that we do are bunion surgery and hammer toe surgery. Hammer toes are crooked toes. Hammer toe surgery is to straighten them. Bunions is when, you know, your joint is out of alignment, and then we realign the joint and realign the foot so you have a nice, straight, beautiful foot. So bunion surgeries and hammer toes are amongst the common. The more advanced surgeries that are going on today are your flat foot reconstruction surgeries. Basically, if patients have a lot of pain and everything failed, then there are amazing surgeries and different techniques to realign the foot and put your foot, make your foot straight so you don't have any pain anymore.
Flat foot realign, what was it? Flat reconstruction. So you're actually getting in there and you're like, what, creating the arch on the, yeah, on the foot and like moving, what does that entail?
I mean, it depends. There's every surgery is well thought out and planned. You look at the x-rays, you measure all the angles. The foot is, if the toes are sticking out with your flat foot, so you put an implant in the heel bone, or if the heel bone is completely crooked and that's what's causing your flat foot, so we realign the heel bone. There's different techniques. If this angle is off, you put an implant, or you fuse this joint, or you fuse that joint. There's all these different techniques to help with realigning the foot and reconstructing the foot.
So now these types of surgeries that you're going through, the flat foot reconstruction, the bunion surgeries, are these all procedures that you're doing outpatient out of the office, or are you doing these in your office?
So the bigger surgeries like your flat foot reconstructions and joint fusions and things like that, I do them in the operating room.
Okay.
It's better that patients are asleep for that under anesthesia, because those, you don't want to hear what I'm doing. And then I do some minor procedures in the office. I do hammer toe surgery in the office. If it's one or two toes, I will do them in my office under local anesthesia. There are also many minimally invasive techniques to help realign the toes that are easy to do in the office. So that's definitely a great advance in technology in that sense. Some I know, some I don't know. That's the whole point of being any type of surgeon or doctor. You have to, you know, if you didn't learn it in your residency, you have to like keep up with everyone. So there's definitely courses all year long, and I'm trying to make all my patients happy. So we're going to learn everything that we need to keep everything pain-free and minimally invasive.
Yes, that's what we like. Now, I was going to ask you a little bit more about that. Obviously, when the option is available for minimally invasive surgery, that's optimal than going into the full blown operating room. How are some of these advanced imaging technologies? I know you said you do a lot of prep work and you try to figure out the best way to solve some of these issues. How are some of the advanced imaging technologies improving the preoperative planning and outcomes in surgery that you've seen as of late?
So that's more for, you can get a 3D CT of the foot when you're trying to plan your surgery. And basically it's just on the program. You could just see the patient's whole entire foot bones in three dimensions. And you could scroll around and piece the puzzle together of how to fix their foot. So, you know, these 3D images help a lot with advanced preparing ahead of time for your surgeries and helping you figure out what's the best option for that patient.
So
MRIs are also good for planning as well. It is also a three-dimensional image as well. MRI is great for like soft tissue reconstruction to see where the tendons and the joints are and things like that.
I was just going to say something and I lost my train of thought. It was, it'll come back to me. Let me ask you another question and then maybe it'll come back to me. So what's on the horizon, right? When are we going, when am I going to have an issue with my foot? Let's say I get like gangrene and they normally would need to amputate the foot. When are we going to have a new 3D printing machine that's going to print me out a new foot? When is that coming? What's the latest and greatest? What's on the horizon?
We actually have people are 3D printing bones.
I was just tongue in cheek joking about that. You're like, no, printing bones there.
So people are 3D printing like bones instead, because we sometimes when people need, they have an arthritic joint and they don't want to fuse it, and you want to replace the bone, instead of using like a cadaver bone, you could literally 3D print like one of your ankle bones and put it inside your foot, and it's been working really, really well.
Just that easy. Just put it.
I don't do that yet. I'm not like in a hospital that has all that fancy stuff, but it's definitely out there. There are a lot of advanced techniques that we're doing. What else?
It came to me. So I was going to ask, when you're doing these procedures in the more advanced procedures where you're using 3D imaging and things like that, are you doing that 100% manually, or is there any assistance from like robot technology in these surgeries? How does that work?
So podiatry does not have robotic surgery. No.
No. Okay. I got my mind is just going like way into the future.
That's more
I'm curious. I have urology. A curious mind.
It's neurology. Usually okay. They do it for urology, like the bladder and things like that. But in surgery, we just use our hands, grab a knife, some sutures, and use hardware, just like an orthopedist, very similar to what they do.
Well, I for one, hope I never have to see you in the operating room. As much as I love you, I don't want to see you looming over me with a knife.
Well, I was going to say, I wanted to mention that one of the most common surgeries that I have been performing is the lapiplasty surgery. It's a 3D
A second. Lapiplasty?
It's called the lapiplasty 3D bunion correction.
Okay. Do tell, elaborate.
So I was going to mention that there is a surgery, it's called the Lapidus surgery. And basically, it's been done for decades. But throughout the years, they realized that there's throughout the surgery, the surgical technique, there's always like hiccups along the way that's affecting the way you do the surgery. And it prolongs the surgical time and things like that. So there's this company that created Lapiplasty. And Lapiplasty, it has all these gadgets basically to help you realign the bunion with the right angles and measurements and things like that. And makes the surgery like easier, faster, swifter. And they have these special plates that can allow early weight bearing. Whereas the old surgery, you'd have to be in crutches for 6 to 8 weeks. Whereas now you can put your foot down as early as 2 weeks. And some surgeons actually put your foot down within a few days. I don't do that. That's the beauty of the new hardware that's out there. I just wanted to give you one example of an updated surgical technique that's very common today.
All right. Very, very cool. So I should say, let me preface that. As much as I don't want to have to go in to get surgery, if I ever do need surgery, I'm coming to see you, because you helped me tremendously with my running endeavors. You gave me some support. I was having a pain in my foot, and guess what? It's gone. I actually ran 9.5 miles a couple of weeks ago, approaching half marathon.
I need to start with one for me.
And no pain in the feet anymore. The pain now is in my knees and my hips and my back, right? So we're making progress. Oh, goodness. All right. Anything else you wanted to touch upon before we wrap this one up?
If you have pain or you don't like the way your foot looks, whether it's a bunion, a hammer toe, if you have ankle pain, hind foot pain, you need to get an x-ray. You need to come and see me. Just an x-ray gives a basic x-ray of your foot gives a whole plethora of information about why patients have foot pain and why their foot looks the way that it does. And there's both invasive and minimally invasive procedures that can help it all of it. So it really, but every surgery is reliant on everybody's foot angles and imaging and things like that. And you want to do what's best for the patient based on their age and their medical history and things like that.
All right. Very good. You hear that, everyone out there? go see Dr. Bakroff. Go get your feet checked out. Most of us, I could probably speak for most people, they don't go get routine checkups at the podiatrist. They wait until there's an actual problem. There's nothing wrong with going in just to get a checkup and just to get checked out to see how you're doing. As we say, the ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I've been saying that a lot lately. I like it. Yeah.
Ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. I like that.
So go see Dr. DeBakaroff. Get it done. All right. And you also helped out my stepmother. She was having some severe issues with her foot, and she came in to see you, and she's giving rave reviews. Thank you, Dr. Lauren,
thank
for
you, Jeremy. Happy
taking
to help
care of her. We appreciate it. All right, everyone, thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you all next time on the next episode of the LMD Podiatry Podcast. Everyone take care and have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to the LMD Podiatry Podcast. For more information, visit lmdpodiatry.com. That's lmdpodiatry.com. Or call 954-680-7133.